India, Dash,
Foreigners.
Two will cost me live on crazedfm.com, and let's see. I'm really sorry. I don't think that the special someone who you guys were waiting for is going to come today because he was not well. But let me just introduce you to that person. Just like I mentioned to you earlier, that I told you a little bit about him. You've seen him on numerous soaps on TV. He played Varun in Kahin To Hoga, Abhi in Kaisar, the lawyer's son in Kusum, and the negative Arjun in Koi Dil Mein Hai. He's a bundle of talent who has always experimented with his roles. But the character that he's most loved for is Kavya from Kavyanjali. Powerful and sensitive acting, rocking style, and boyish charms make everyone go crazy for him. Okay, the girls. Especially. Plus, he shares an excellent chemistry with Anjali. They both won the Best Jury Award recently. Apart from teleserials, he has done item numbers in movies like Kuch Na Kaho and Zameer. He's undoubtedly the best dancer on Indian TV right now. All his dance performances leave everyone mesmerized. But as I said, he's not going to be with us today. Let's see if we have his replacement. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and who's this?
Hey, well, guys, that was quite a mouthful, eh? It's just me, Ajaz. Yes. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Ajaz? Good, good. Everything all right with you?
Yeah, very good. Much better now.
Brilliant, brilliant. I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better. And, you know, at this very moment, tons and tons of girls probably just fainted because I'm getting so many messages that you cannot even imagine. My message system is blocked, and I'm getting messages saying, please tell him to say I love you. Please tell him to say this. Please tell him to say this. So... You do know how loved you are by the girls, isn't it? You're aware of that.
Sort of.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, thanks a lot for taking your time out to come to Crazy FM. First of all, bahut bahut shukriya aapka. And India Films ke saath jo teamwork hai, uske taun se we have lots of celebrities here, and you're just one of the big ones there today. So thanks a lot for taking your time, Ajaz.
In fact, this is one of the small things that I can do for my fans.
Yeah, but that's...
To interact with them.
Definitely. Is there anything wrong with the phone? I mean, I can hear you sometime and then suddenly it fades away.
I don't know what's happening with your voice also, but this is the best you can get, I guess, of you.
Okay. Can you hear me properly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okie dokie. Well... Okay. Yeah, maybe aapki baat thodi si kam zyada aa rahi hai. Chalo theek hai. Let's start with the questions. And the first question is, out of the characters you have played, Ajaz, Arjun, Sahil, Sohan, Abhi, Varun, and currently Kavya, which have you enjoyed the most? This is from Amazing and Hot, Ajaz's fan, S. Priya, and one and only Rajiv and Aita.
Hey, guys, yeah. Hi. what I enjoyed the most was, I guess, Arjun, because I love doing negative roles.
Ooh.
But a lot of hard work went into each and every character. Varun was my first character, so I learned a lot on that. And right now I'm enjoying Kavya just as much, but Arjun was the one that I really loved.
Over that. So you like doing negative roles. What's the best thing about doing negative roles? Is it a lot of more scope to the acting or something?
Yeah, you let loose. You can get away with anything.
Yeah.
It's difficult just to be a good boy and stand around your mom, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing. That's the thing. Okay, okay. Let me ask the second one. The Summer and Supergirl and Pardesi Mem ki taraf se. If you were the creative head of Balaji, what change would you bring to Kavya's character?
What change would I bring? For starters, I'd give him a brain.
No. Actually, we have real good creative heads in Balaji, and they have their... what the audience wants, especially in India.
Gotcha.
So that's what they're getting at.
Yeah?
I'd like him to stand up for his own beliefs. I'd like him to be with Anjali. I'd like him to get to know what his mom is really all about. But wishful thinking.
Definitely. Yeah, kuch kuch things that the creative heads are there, and that's what the kind of job they're doing. Very good job. Let's see. Let me get that other question here for you, because I cannot hear you properly. That's why it's a little bit of a thingy going on and off. ekdam hi aapki baat bilkul khatam ho jati hai. And
is it really bad or is it really fading? Because
it fades,
I hear you, but the pulses come and go. So.
Yeah, exactly. It fades away. One, give me 1 second, all right? Okay, now we have Ijaz back on air with us. Welcome back, Ijaz, and let's ask the third question here. Supergirl, Sweet Violet, White Rose, Pardesi Mem, and lots of other members ki taraf se ek sawal hai. You and Anita won the Best On-Screen Couple of the Year award. Were you and Anita expecting this award? And how do you feel after winning this award? What kind of feeling are you going through?
Not at all. Even when I go to award functions, I don't really care about the nominations. They call me for a performance or something, well and good, I enjoy my participation in that aspect. The Jodi, Best Jodi Award, I didn't even know there was a category.
For Best Jodi?
Anyway, on-screen chemistry is quite nice, and we as a couple I really love, so
yeah,
I guess in this particular year,
uh-huh.
I expected that.
Yeah, exactly, you did a very good job, and definitely you deserved it as well. Yehi to sari baat hoti hai, na? Okay, let's see, we have a couple of poems here. This one is a poem to Ijaz. Okay, on behalf of all the fans of Kavanjali section of India Forums, the intensity of your eyes, this is the poem. The intensity of your eyes, Ijaz, leaves an everlasting impression in our hearts. When you smile, our burden seems to lessen. The sincerity with which you enact each and every scene brings a tear to our eyes. On stage, the passion in your performances inspires us to always give you our all. Your quiet, unassuming nature intrigues us. The tears you shed on screen leave us weak. If only the respect, admiration, and love we have for you could be conveyed by these mere words. Wow. There you go.
Hey, this just conveyed their love and admiration. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I mean, we guys are where we are because of your love and appreciation.
Exactly.
Keep coming. Thanks a lot.
Okay, there's a little request here from somebody. Hi, this is Sangeeta from USA. I love your acting and would love to have a dance number with you. Okay. But tell me your favorite song and who is Ijaz, the person? That's what you want.
Ijaz, the person.
Yeah, how do you describe yourself?
Ijaz, the person is just me. So it's just me, plain and simple. It's a normal guy. Do acting every day. Day in and day out, working quite hard. A little incorrigible sometimes, but very fair. Very fair.
Ooh.
I don't really expect inefficiency from other people, nor from myself.
Gotcha.
And try to put in my best in anything and everything I do. That's me.
Just
simple as that.
Zabardast.
And as for the dance, anytime, Sangeeta.
Okay. So, a big hello. She just wants you to say a big hello to her daughter, Rati, if you can say that.
Hey, Rati, hi.
And there are a couple of people, four people who want to be said, you know, they're forcing you to say, I love you to them. And they said, you're going to kill us if you do that. And it is Rati, Buttercup, Kashifa, Uzi, and Uma. Can you say, I love you to them? And, you know, thank
you. I love you, Rati. I love you, Buttercup, Kashifa.
Buttercup and Uma and Uzi.
Uma and Uzi, I love you guys too.
All right. Let's go to the next question. Which three characteristics do you think a person needs to be a successful actor? That's from Megali. Yeah, she's a genius.
Okay. The most important thing, I think, you need to be a genuine human being. I think, that takes care of a lot of things. Because if you really feel from your heart and you're not a fake like most of the people are, you can emote naturally. That and what other things? You need to be very observant.
You need good looks?
You need to have.
Do you think so?
Good looks? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think so. Because most of our actors, if you see, they have a striking personality, which doesn't necessarily
have
come
to have
across because of their looks.
Exactly.
I mean, that is an asset sometimes, but it works against you. You don't get to play
definitely
just plain and simple character sometimes.
Exactly.
So two major things, I think, would be you be a generally nice human being, and you have good observation skills.
Hmm.
And you need to be naked in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely naked. I mean, you can't have your inhibitions intact.
Exactly.
You need to accept them.
शर्मीले टाइप के बंदा नहीं आ सकता.
Well, you can act there, but you can't do anything. You can't be a versatile actor.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that was a very good reply. Yeah. Definitely. Have you ever traveled by public transport? That's the question from White Rose. And what kind of reaction do you get if you have done that?
White Rose. Yeah, I used to go on India Forums a long back, and I think White Rose. I think this pretty girl has messaged me a couple of times. So
hi.
Yeah, do I travel by public transport now? Not really, but I move around. I go to shopping malls. I go catch films and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And what reactions I get?
Yeah.
Well, people come up to me. Some people like my acting. Some people don't want me to cry so much. Some people want me back with Anjali. A lot of things. Most of them appreciate what I do on screen, but what I really don't forget is they don't they appreciate my character Kavya on screen, not me.
Definitely.
So I keep that in mind and I stay grounded.
Exactly. No, that's the only way you can be on the ground, isn't it? That's the only way.
Yeah.
Sweet Violet and Mega Desai Aman and Huzi Baby ki taraf se sawal about Kavanjali. When will Kavanjali reunite? And your audience every day cry buckets of water and are eagerly waiting for that moment.
Oh, you gotta go by the title, Kavyanjali. Wo mile the bichhadne ke liye. I don't really know. We were together for a while. Abhi stories mein twist and turn. So I, Bummy is being a usual picky self. So you never know. Aage dekhe kya hota hai.
Exactly. But there's a lot of love involved in this serial. What do you think about love itself?
Love. It makes my world go round. It makes everything possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the strongest emotion, the strongest feeling that a human being can have.
Definitely.
Makes you want to do everything, achieve everything.
Exactly. Makes you want to go across the seven seas and do anything, isn't it, for that one special someone?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you sound very much like from taking it from experience now. So let's see. TV fan and Nikki Forever Kitaros Dejas, could you describe a typical day for you? Also, what do you do in your free time, if you ever get any?
Typical day, I wake up with my Unitan coming over, because I go to sleep very late. I go to sleep at 5, 6 in the morning. I get around 4 or 5, 3 or 4 hours sleep generally. So before the scene is ready, someone comes around and tells me, I stay 5 minutes away from the studio.
Achcha.
So I have the luxury of waking up just around half an hour before.
Yeah, I can understand.
I get
that.
Ready, I'm down in my car, my help is with me. Go on the set, get my makeup ready. It takes around 20 minutes for me to get ready. And while I'm getting my makeup done, I have assistant director come over to me, read my scenes. If I have to read that particular screenplay, I read the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
In 20 minutes, I'm on the set. And with my makeup on and everything ready for the shots, in a day, I think approximately I do 7 or 8 scenes.
Mm-hmm.
In a strong day, around 15 also. We've shot 30 hours around the clock, 40 hours around the clock. We've done it initially during Kavyanjali, so nowadays it's not that hectic.
Okay.
But yeah, around 15, 16 hours, I'm off back home.
Whoa.
If I get a chance, I try to catch a film with my friends.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I have dinner on the sets mostly with my colleagues over there.
So
back home, watch a bit of television, and off to bed. Or read.
What
until I get some sleep.
Who's your favorite author? Any favorite book you're reading right now?
No.
Or special needs?
None. But what I'm reading right now is Catch 22.
Okay.
So Stella.
Cool.
Yeah, for the sixth time, I think. Makes me laugh.
You know, there's aapne set ki baare mein baat ki. So, who do you spend the most time with on Kavanjali set? That's from Misha. Any favorites?
Recently, not with Pammi, that's for sure. No, I spend the time with my director, Jesse, with my camera person, Sanjay, and my unit guys. We're like family because I spend around 15, 16 hours with them every day. Mm. We are living life on the set. I just come back home to sleep.
Very good.
So...
You can be family members, so, right? That's how it becomes. You know, a lot of people call a lot of people call you Shah Rukh Khan of television. How do you feel about that? That's from Bollywood.
Oh, please. No, man, that's not true. I met Shah Rukh. I mean, he's God. I mean, he looks so good crying. He makes every scene believable. I got miles to go. Not yet. Someday.
Yeah? What about in 10 years? What do you intend to accomplish in 10 years? That's a lot of questions we have.
In 10 years, I don't know what I'm going to do in the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I don't plan that way.
Gotcha.
I've lost a lot of time because of my shoulder injury and stuff, so I know the value of time. I know the value of now.
Very good.
And there's no point wasting a lot of time planning 10 years ahead or 5 years ahead, because you never know what's going to happen in the next 10 days. So
exactly.
I try to make the best of what I have right now and put in your best and leave it.
Mm.
And God will take care of the rest.
Zabardast. That's how it should be as well. Tell us about your ideal match, the person you would love to get married to. Is there anybody special? Kind of image banana the Magnagui from Dolly and Sweet Violet. You're quite worried about your marriage.
Sweet Violet, huh?
Yeah.
I don't really know. No, nothing as of now.
Okay.
Might sound very cliched, but work is taking up a lot of my time, so I think a relationship will require commitment, patience, and
it depends.
A lot of adjustments.
Could be built the
time. So.
You never know.
So. Yeah, you never know. So one needs to invest a lot of these things into a successful relationship.
Exactly.
So I don't want to take things lightly. I really don't.
Don't want to be as serious as Kaviana, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, next question is from Dreams. And it's, after doing civil engineering, why do you choose to be an actor rather than an engineer?
What happened was I got called by someone... particularly Zarina Mehta.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that I should try my hand at acting, but I wasn't really ready for that yet. I was handling my production unit over here in Bombay.
Gotcha.
And then ad films happened. And from there, it went on. One thing led to another. And here I am.
Brilliant.
I never planned out anything that, you know, today I'm going to do ad films, tomorrow music videos, then move on to television, hopefully,
exactly.
Or something like that. I don't believe in destiny that way. Of course, your hard work really does pay. Lekin, jo bhi hua hai, theek hua hai. Abhi tak jaan pahunche hai, theek hi hai. Aage dekhenge kya hoga.
Zabardast. So what do you think about your strengths and weaknesses? Do you you like to tell us about that?
My strengths, I think my perseverance.
Hmm.
If I get at something, I need to get it done well and good, properly. You know, I'm very particular, very anal about that. If I need to get something done in a particular fashion, I will make sure that I find out everything about it, go to the backstory, work at it, and get it right.
Gotcha.
So that way, I really focus on what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Everything else takes a backseat.
Yeah,
my weaknesses, I think. Patience. I need to be a little more patient with myself and people around me. What happens is when you put in your best, you expect the same thing from everyone around you. And sometimes people aren't really not that committed, or people are a little laid back, and I don't take that lightly. So I think I need to be a little more patient and easygoing.
Okay, great.
When it comes to everyone else.
Start yoga or something like that, isn't it? Which most people use.
No, work is working its own therapy.
Okay. Let's see. Another question is from Ek Umid. The phenomenon of couples separating or divorcing is not limited to ongoing of small screens, though it does. How do you view divorce? Do you think impatience in today's youth is playing a part in couples quitting?
Yeah, it is. I think people... I think I really come from an old school of thought. Marriage is for good. I think not only marriage, love. If you are in love with someone, I don't think you get to a point where you give up. I don't think you really get to that point at all, because if you're really in love with someone and that someone else loves you back, you want to make things work, come what may.
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, you love each other. So I think when people forget that, they tend to let go easily.
Exactly.
To each their own. If they think they're not making the person happy, instead of keeping them happy all the time as in a marriage, and they think it's best to separate,
mm-hmm.
up to them. But I feel marriage is good.
Marriage is good, and if you love somebody, you have to just keep on, hold on to it, and try to just show you as much as love you can.
Okay,
let's see. We have a couple of requests here for you to sing something. You sound quite, you have quite a lot of bass in your voice, which I can hear. So is there any way we can hear anything?
You want me to sing right now?
Come on, you can.
Okay, seriously, I've been in the hospital for the last 3 days.
Aww.
And nobody really wants to hear. Once you hear me sing,
actually. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Right now, some other time.
Okie dokie. We'll definitely interview you once again. Let's see. We have another poem here from Uma, Amazing and Hot, and this one is for you once again. On screen, you are like gold, shining among all other stars. You be in my heart. You are my one and only true superstar. Night and day, you twinkle in my mind. Your soft, sweet personality. Your good gold nature, for me, you are too kind. Thank you for gifting thank you for gifting my eyes with you amazing treasured talent. I pray that you get what you deserve, which for me is your happiness. When I see you cry, my blood burns. When I see you smile or laugh, my heart dances. The flame inside me becomes stronger. My love for you will last longer and longer. There you go.
That is so sweet. I'm so flattered. I mean, I can't stop smiling when she's hurting right now.
I can understand that. That sounds more.
That is so sweet. Seriously, I should admit, Daniel, I should be here. I not have some kind. It's not Piara Prasada.
Exactly.
I'm really thankful. And let's hope I deserve such fans and I live up to your expectations.
Definitely do a job. So just keep on doing the wonderful job you're doing. You have there was a competition on India Forums called Dance Dance. It was about you taking a party and asking them to dance along with them. And what song would they choose and why? So some of the members who won the competition, they actually chose these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just read them to you. Cute Dreams Ki Taraf Se.
Yeah.
She chose Tumhe Aaj Maine Jo Dekha from Kuch Na Kaho. And the song is picturized on Ejaz. So this is a very special song for him. It's his song, so he will always love the song. And the thing is, each and every word of this song suits me singing it for him. When I see him, my stars shine and my life is changed. Translation of song, which is true, because meeting him in his dream come true. Okie dokie, there we drop the line. Let me just call him once again. Lil John got the beat to make your booty boom. Yes, now we have Ejaz back on air with us, and let me just let you guys know who just popped in, who Ejaz is. Ejaz Khan plays Kavya in the drama serial Kavya Anjali, and now he's here with us with tons and tons of listeners from all over the world sending me live messages. But I was just reading one of the entries from the competition on IF for Ejaz, and that was there from the Dance Dance from Q Dreams. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It went something like this. Each and every word of Tumhe Aaj Maine Jo Dekha from Kuch Na Kaho is suits cute dreams for to sing it for you. When she says, when I see him, my stars shine and my life is changed. Whatever I feel for him, the song tells it. The paragraph of the song says everything which I want to say to Ejaz. It's the best song for me to sing to him, and since this is a fast number and Ejaz is the best dancer, I think I can dance with him. Okay. That was the first entry. The second one is Amena Froze, and that is Sanson Ko Sanson Me from Hamtum. That's a beautiful song. And she goes, I have chosen this song because according to me, this song conveys your heart message to your loved ones in a beautiful way, though you don't need words to express your feelings to your loved ones, but if you had to. So this song does the job, and does it for me, too, Ijaz. And the third one is from Aryan, and Aryan by MBBS, and that's Kajrare from Bunty or Bubbly. And the message goes something like this: because me and Ijaz will be like Amitabh Bachchan and Abhishek Bachchan in this. Ijaz will be the big B, I will be the junior B. In the middle, it's Natasha, a.k.a. Anita. This song is one of my favorites from my favorite movie. Also, Abhishek and Amitabh Bachchan are my favorite actors. I'm a guy, so I can't be dreaming about me and Ijaz, though. But we won't be dancing like lovers, but actually like brothers. I would love to dance with Ijaz, because he is a superb dancer. Well, that was the third entry, Ijaz. What do you think about those?
Seriously, the first song, I love that song. That was one of the first numbers that I performed on screen.
Uh-huh.
Very good choice, deserved to win. And the song from Humpton happens to be one of my favorite songs. I think that song creates the right atmosphere for a romantic evening. So,
exactly.
Fantastic choice.
Definitely.
And that song, it'll be a lot of fun dancing with Ari and Tasha.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Well deserved.
You know, people have really, really gone into the whole aspect of who Ijaz is and what he likes and what he dislikes. So that's why, you know, if they've chosen something, kafi mehnat karke choose kiya unhone waise bhi. You can just definitely hear that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's been rumored.
Yeah,
you know, agla question hai from Amina Froze, Melissa, Anjali, and QAZPLM. It's being rumored that you're going to join the Kyunki team after the leap happens. Is that right? Please clear this confusion, because earlier people were telling that you would join Kasoti, but that did not happen. So, what's happening?
The chess game analogy happens sometimes, because the creative direction keeps changing. It keeps changing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was supposed to do Kasoti. That was before I replaced Lakshak in Kavya Anjali.
Mm-hmm.
So, now someone else is doing the character of Prem. But as far as Kyunki goes, nobody spoke to me about it, though Ekta said it in an interview that I would be playing the next lead.
Okay.
The lead. But we haven't spoken about that. Nothing is concrete. You never know, things change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect anything. It happens for the best, let's see.
Exactly.
Right now, Tony Kavya.
Exactly. Let's hope for the best. So do you like working with the Balaji Films, Ijaz? That's from Ijaz's Babe. Do you love working with the Balaji Telefilms?
On television, they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best. They're like the US Raj banner of films.
Exactly.
So it doesn't get bigger than this. It doesn't get better than this.
They're quite huge.
Once we have this Diwali special going on with most of the Balaji actors, and I couldn't believe the amount of talent that was there in that particular hall. You know, I was just wondering to myself, all the stalwarts of television.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the best performers on television, the most known faces of television are with Balaji.
Exactly.
So when I got a call from them, I mean, that was okay. I took the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't think of working with any other production house right now.
Bilkul.
Right now it's only Balaji, and it's given me such a lot of characters to play.
Bilkul.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Very good. So what's your favorite scene from any of your favorite serials which you've worked in? Espria and Melissa want to know that one.
My favorite scene?
Mm-hmm. Any favorite scene which pops into your head every time somebody mentions that?
I think the first scene where I got a message from Ekta, where there was this very good scene in Kahin Toh Hoga where my Bhabhi loses her child, and she stops reacting to anyone, and I get the clothes that I had got for the child, and I showed it to her and tried to make her cry. That really worked on that scene, because I wasn't much of an actor then, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was just learning the ropes, and my director Anil had told me, you know, take your time, tell me when you're ready, we'll be ready for you, just come when you want. I think that scene really gives me goosebumps even right now when I think about it.
Whoa.
So that'll be one of my favorite scenes. Apart from that, in Kavya Anjali, there have been so many. It's very difficult for me to put my finger on any.
Uh-huh. So how do you feel doing emotional scenes in Kavya Anjali? Like in your favorite scene there?
I feel what happens is most of the scenes clean you out, you know, because if there are emotional scenes where you have to start screaming, you have to cry, you really have to work on it, you really have to psych yourself while doing those scenes. So Kavyanjali has been very draining, but most enjoyable also.
जबरदस्त. तो यू नो दे सक्सेसफुल मैन, हर सक्सेसफुल आदमी के पीछे एक औरत का हाथ होता है, और ये ऑफ कोर्स बिहाइंड अनसक्सेसफुल पीपल, उनके पीछे भी औरत का हाथ होता है. लेकिन वही थिंक बात है, आपके पीछे किस औरत का हाथ है वैसे जो?
फिलहाल तो मेहनत ही है.
अच्छा,
पता नहीं आगे किसका हाथ हो गया.
मेहनत किसका नाम है?
Sorry?
मेहनत किसका नाम है? Oh, okay. The usual name. I thought it was the name of somebody.
Lekin, of course, my blessings, whatever blessings I get from all the people who are listening to me, all the people who love me so much.
Yeah, they definitely do. And I think prayers do actually matter, especially when it's coming from so many fans.
I think, kaun si lady ka hath hai, I think each and every girl that's listening to me right now,
thank
you so much.
Excuse me? I didn't hear that.
Just like you got this, I would say each and every girl that's listening to me right now, they love me so much. That's why I'm here.
Ah, itni ladkiyon ka haath hai. Okay. So, Jaz, what would you like to change about yourself if you could? That's from Nisha.
No, nothing.
Kuch nahi change karni.
Maybe I'd like to be a little more patient. I tend to lose my top very soon, but I simmer down equally fast. Apart from that, I don't think anything. I'm a fair guy. I'm okay.
You have to be happy with yourself to be able to entertain from other people, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to change anything. Everything's good.
So is there anything, is there any way your fans can get in touch with you? Like via email or anything, or are you just too busy to reply back to emails?
My email, I think most of them know, sujavkhan@hotmail.com. But it is really impossible, humanly impossible for me to reply to each and every email that comes.
I can understand that, yeah.
And most of the time it's really slow for me to get any information out.
Definitely.
But I do try and reply to some of the people that I can, if and when I get a chance to.
Gotcha.
So, but I read. I read my mail sometimes.
I understand that.
And when I open my mailbox, I read each and every mail. But, you know, it's really impossible for me to reply. But keep writing in. I need to know what you like and what you don't like. I need to know how I can improve.
Exactly.
I need to know how I can keep you guys happy.
Bilkul sahi. Keep on sending comments and feedback and what do you think about Ijaz and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, Ijaz, if you got the chance to go out on a date with any actress from television, who would you choose and why?
From television? That's...
Any secrets you're letting out today, or...
That question is a little unnerving, you know, because a lot of people are going to feel bad, but who they really like? I like Dido a lot. Dido, Charlize Theron, one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them, I guess. Really like them.
Say it, then we'll definitely say that. Megha Desai is saying, we have heard you had problems with Nandini, a.k.a. Kesar, in the past. But now in Kavyanjali, she is your wife. Bummi and you have been shown doing close and romantic scenes with her. Is she okay now? And so, has she got the same attitude? How is it working with her? Be honest.
Okay, I'll be absolutely honest.
Be honest now.
It really requires all of my skill to emote all that. Love on screen. No, things are not really that great between us. We still don't talk, but we try to talk in between. Things really didn't work out. Some people just don't get along, so I let that be. It's okay. I don't try to push anything.
Exactly.
Because things are supposed to work between us, they will, if they're not.
Bilkul.
It's okay. As long as my scene comes out good, I'm happy. My assistant directors are good interpreters. They convey the message across.
Oh,
so it works on screen. Good enough.
So it goes something like this: that if you're going to talk to her, you have a middleman or something. Hey, can you please tell her to not do this? And she goes, can you please tell Ijaz not to do this? Something like that.
I didn't get that. Sorry.
You know when you're talking with each other, right? And you have to convey your message to her, and you have some middleman standing right there. Raju, yes, can you please tell her to put that thing back? And then she says the same thing.
Sometimes, you know, because sometimes one has to do that, because I have to tell my director, you know, Jesse, why don't we do it this way? You know, if he does it this way, it will be better for me. So okay. That's how we convey the message. It's okay, no big deal.
Okay. Well, we have got a message here from Kitty. She's saying, hi, Jaz. First of all, congrats on your award. And second, it was my birthday on December 17th. I was wondering if you could wish me a happy, happy birthday. All
right? Kitty, right?
Yeah, Kitty.
Kitty, hey, happy birthday, Kitty. A little belated, but all the best. Keep watching Kavyanjali, and I love you.
So, you know, everyone has their own experiences on sets. Can you share the most funniest experience you ever had? Anything you remember from the top of your head?
The funniest thing, okay.
Yeah.
I think this particular incident where... This was long back in Kanyitoga. I had to do this whole emotional, dramatic sequence where I come in, I'm not allowed to... I'm not supposed to tell my bhabhi that my brother is dead.
Uh-huh.
So Anna Sharif couldn't be there with me on the set, and we had to use her duplicate.
Okay.
And we couldn't get a girl at that time. So one of the assistant directors, called Anshuman, a young guy,
uh-huh.
He had to wear Amna's clothes with proper padding,
whoa,
with a wig, with a handbag. And he was standing in front of me, and I was trying to emote as best as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Where he had these hairy arms, he was a little dark. He wasn't as pretty as Amna, but I had to make do with him. So we work like that sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That was one incident. And another incident which in Kavyanjali, which happened in Kavyanjali, we had worked for 2.5 days on the road. And I slept off in a scene. I slept off while standing.
Whoa.
I'm doing an emotional scene with Anita where I go to propose. Okay, I'm proposing that you don't marry this other character once, okay? You made for me and you're going to marry me and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she turns away from the camera and starts taking her lines, and I almost dozed off. And they kept the scene that way. So, in case you're evidence, yeah.
I hope you don't do that in real when you have to propose to somebody, because you start sleeping. Do you think she's going to say yes?
No, I'm right there. No, not yet.
Okay. Another question here. Are you a trained dancer? How would you rate yourself as an actor and a dancer?
Oh, as an actor, I don't really want to rate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have miles to go. Every other day, I come across a different challenge where I feel, how could I do this?
Very good.
If I would do this, would it look a little more natural? So
exactly.
Right now, my biggest challenge is how to make things look, you know, all the
emotions
that we have. Mm-hmm. How to make them look natural?
Very good.
I think even Mr. Bachchan today, he still says that he learns everything.
Mm.
He learns something every day.
Very
some
cool.
Newcomer or some old guy. So I think that's an ongoing journey.
Exactly. It's never going to stop, isn't it?
Yeah, the learning process goes on. As a dancer, I've worked with a lot of different choreographers, so I'm a little well-versed in most of the talents.
Yeah. From 1 to 10, what do you say?
So I'm comfortable. I'm
mm-hmm.
comfortable dancing.
Okay. You're not going to rate yourself, right?
No, I don't
want to
wait myself.
Okay, okay. Okay, another question here, which is, okay, you can answer it as however you like. Husey Baby, a jazz lover, and Sleeping Beauty, get out of it. How do you inherit your good looks from? And how did you become so fit? Okay, now this is a typical email type of thing you get, usually.
Okay, how did I become so fit? I think just by having a positive attitude and... I don't work out as much as possible, though I don't, you know. I'll be very honest, I haven't worked out in the last 3 months.
Uh-huh.
3 months, I tried to train in between Kavyanjali, and before that, stopped completely. You keep yourself active, and don't get sluggish at all.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And maintain a positive attitude.
That's the best way. You know, positive attitude helps a lot.
Yeah. And good looks, I don't think I'm that good looking.
Huh?
Yeah.
From, you know, from parents, isn't it?
I really don't understand about these good looks. And I try to concentrate my act, even if I see myself. Good looks don't really come across.
Exactly. Quite good looking, and that's coming from a lot of girls, and of course, okay, I can say that as well. So, you know, on IF, Ajaz, they call you E-I-J-O-O, like that's your pet name, Aju. You can just say and or you want it. So what do you think about this pet name?
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to call me that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So So that's very sweet. That's very cute. I love it. Keep calling me that.
So what username do you usually log in by? If you do, is it IF?
I haven't. You know, I haven't in the last so many months. In fact, I logged in when I was doing Kosum, when I was doing Corridor Mehra.
Very good.
And after that, I think I had logged in. You know, I hadn't logged in. A friend of mine had logged in.
Okay.
And she showed me some particular stuff.
Cool.
That was when a lot of girls used to like Rakshak, and then I think nobody had really accepted me on IS, so it was like a challenge to get accepted as Kavya.
Exactly.
That was,
I understand that.
So I worked on it. I worked on my strong points and tried to enrich my weak points.
Very good thing. So how do you feel when somebody criticizes you, and especially when they do it in such a way that they don't give you advice, but they just say that and they just go away? How do you feel?
No. But still, if anyone does criticize me, I think one should thank them, because if I see any shortcomings in myself, I would like to correct them.
Okay.
And if someone has a scope to criticize me, that means I have overlooked somewhere and they have noticed it and they've brought it to my notice.
Mm-hmm.
I think you solve 50% of the problem by acknowledging it.
Bilkul.
So I would actually thank them, and constructive criticism is a must.
Yeah, वही ना कहते हैं ना constructive criticism, like you know.
अगर constructive नहीं भी हो,
फिर
भी. Why I would work on not giving anyone a chance to criticize me, my performance or whatever, my way of life or anything. I try to work towards making it better.
बिल्कुल. Very well said. We have a rapid fire now, so I'm just gonna name something. You're just gonna fire back right away.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Favorite food.
Home cooked food.
Favorite drink.
Favorite drink. Orange juice right now. My doctor doesn't advise me anything else.
Okay. best cologne.
Best cologne. Anything by DMG.
Favorite brand of clothing. You like best.
Essie. Okay.
Favorite holiday destination.
Favorite holiday destination. Canada. Any place in Canada. I love the country.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful.
We have tons of listeners from Canada, so big hello to them. And your all-time favorite film?
All-time favorite film? There are a lot.
Hannah?
One, Godfather.
Godfather
changed everyone's life.
It definitely did. Definitely one of the best movies ever. So what's your favorite song, Josh?
Favorite song? There are a lot. I listen to a lot of classic rock. I like The Who, Led Zeppelin, Doors, so Deep Purple. I listen to most of those.
So unke koi bhi gaane favorite. What about you choose one of them? Love or career?
Love, of course.
Ooh, serial or movie?
Good acting.
Ijaz loves. Fill in the blank. Ijaz loves.
Ijaz loves you.
Ijaz hates.
Ijaz hates. No one in particular. I don't give anyone that much importance.
Okay. Kavya is to Anjali what Ijaz is to. You can feel the beans.
I'm the sort of viewers to decide. Time will tell.
Okay. There were tons of people saying that, you know, you guys look so good together. Get married. And, you know, these are just suggestions from people.
Oh, I wish. You keep saying no.
Okay. There you go. Anita Hasnandani or Nandini Singh?
Nandini Singh Neva.
Oh. You take on the special Kavyanjali leaf.
Special Kavyanjali, sorry?
It just stops right there. Your take on the special Kavyanjali leaf is?
On the special Kavyanjali leaf?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your take on
I
that?
I think it pops up in the most weirdest of places.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We have a good laugh whenever the leaf comes out.
Exactly. Kabhi bhi aa sakta hai, kahin par bhi aa
sakta hai. It's very special. It's very special.
Definitely. So, money or recognition?
None.
And what is your motto in life?
What is my motto in life? Live and let live.
Live and let live?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll definitely say that. So, do you got any future projects which you would like to tell us before you go away?
No. No future projects.
Where's the future project now?
And Kavya Anjali is what my life is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting in my everything. So, we'll wait for the future to decide my fate.
It's over with us. Got a couple of messages. Let me just check them out. Ajaz, I'm your craziest fan. You're my world. Keep rocking the telly industry. Congrats on the award. Your dancing is amazing. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Hi, Ajaz. This is Kashifa from Bangladesh. I'm a big fan of yours and love you very much. I never miss any of your serials. You know, both we share the same star sign. And, you know, I don't have a question, but I have a request. Please say only 5 words for me. Hi, Kashifa. I love you too.
Hey, Kashifa, I love you too.
Well, definitely, I'm 100% aware that she's saying that 10 million times back as well as us. So is there any special message you would like to give before... Okay, let's get the jingle first. So all you do is... Hi, this is Ajaz Khan, and you're listening to Craze FM.
All right. Sure?
Yeah, there you go.
Hi, this is Ajaz Khan, and you're listening to Craze FM.
Brilliant, very well said. And at the very end, once again, bahut bahut shukriya from India Forums and Craze FM for taking your time out for your lovely fans. And a special message which, you know, you would like to say today. Because, as I said, people are listening to it from all over the world and they're going to be downloading the show afterwards as well, who didn't get the chance to listen.
Yes, because first of all, I'd like to thank Craze FM ke mujhe yahan aane ka mauka mila, sabke questions answers karne ka mauka mila. So I keep looking out for ways and means how I can get in touch with my fans. And your appreciation, I can't tell you how much it moves me. In fact, even right now when I was ill, I had so many well wishers calling me and leaving me tableful messages.
Very good.
Thanks a lot. I love you guys. I wouldn't be what I am without you guys. So please keep loving me. And if I go wrong anywhere, remember, I'm human.
Uh-huh.
Don't idolize me that much. And be safe.
Zabardast. You definitely sound like a very good human, Ajaz. And thanks from India Forums and Craze FM. Take care of yourself. And as I said before, lots of people sending lots of messages saying get well very soon. So you have duas from everybody, from everyone. Take care.
Thank you very much, Ajaz.
Have a lovely night, Ajaz. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.